It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. This season, we focus on the all-time captains for the green and white. In the 60 years of Beaver hockey, many character traits have led to some of the best captains on the ice. R.H. Bob Peters joins us next on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. In the history of Beaver hockey, many players have been elected captains by the coaches and their peers. In 1946, a Bemidji State student by the name of Ed Johnson got the program started. Without his work, none of us would be here today. R.H. Bob Peters talks about the name that not only got the program started, but was also the team's first captain.
A student by the name of Ed Johnson from International Falls went to the president, 1946, and suggested that BSU, or at that time it wasn't called BSU, have a hockey program, establish a hockey program. Now, we had a rink here in town that was built in 1934. It was a combination curling hockey rink. The president said yes, and he gave him some money for sticks. And the first uniforms looked like they were football uniforms of some type. And that was the start. I would also say, or add, that the goalie equipment was donated by International Falls Youth Hockey Association. The goalie, his name was Dick Radnicki from Trail, Minnesota, which is, I think, northwest of Bemidji here a little bit. I had the great pleasure of meeting him probably 20, 25 years ago, and he brought his skates, and it was alarming to me because both skates were for the same foot. And he said, that's the way we play. That's all I had. And so that's what I know about them and that early beginning. I did have the great pleasure of meeting Ed Johnson and others of that era. Like I mentioned, Dick Radnicki from Trail, Minnesota. There's a John Emkovic from the Twin City area. There's a Whiting, a Mr. Whiting, whose brother, Herb, was a longtime city councilor here in Bemidji. Of course, any opportunity to meet those people was taken. There were a few others that I had the opportunity to meet, but unfortunately, I didn't get to meet all of them because some had passed on.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. BSU Beaver Men's Hockey on Mix 103.7 and online at BeaverRadioNetwork.com.